There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We're discussing human ancestry. Use that as a bit of a segue also to dive deeper into animal ancestry or plant ancestry, food ancestry is kind of what I'm trying to get to, is because a lot of the people that are proponents back to the carnivore diet, this is where I first started hearing this, is like, they're like, oh, it's important. Some of these people that are evangelizing certain diets in this space that that actually some of them chose not to be a carnivore. It just seems to be that the choices among the other food groups are so heavily compromised with modern food production practices, and the soils and the nutrients are so stripped and so devoid of the actual substrate of what makes a human being, that beef seems to be this last place. Some say largely potentially due to the fact that the cow has two stomachs. I don't know why, but that beef seems to be this last place where they can really drive all the nutrients that they need from a particularly rich food source. And it seems to be this ace in the hole, or one last Hail Mary, or like a blessing given today's food production practices. That seems to be an argument that's made for some of those people that are proponents of that particular diet and lifestyle, that stay on it long term, that say all the, like, many of the other food sources are compromised. Like you said, you know, back to the 70s, like, sugar was made into, you know, this real, it was a real drive for it. And we can, you know, probably extrapolate from our conversation today that profits drove that conversation to a significant degree. But then also some of the, there are other things that, you know, sort of concern this conversation, I guess, just the fact that our soils aren't as nutrient dense as they used to be. So the things we grow in them behave sort of differently as what they grow. And then also, I don't want to get too conspiratorial, but, you know, some of the organizations that sell us our multivitamins are also the same organizations that also help us farm and support our farming practices. It can be kind of a bit of an interesting loop to consider, touch wood. All of that to sort of say the ancestry of our food has changed a lot in the last 50 to 100 years in terms of how it's grown and what it's grown in, and how its nutritional profile may not be what the ancestor of that food was hoping to support us with, right?
Yes. You're very right. And
there's a big sigh there, sorry.
It's one of the reasons that nutrient supplements, specifically these amino acids, are so critically important, because we're not getting them in the food we're eating for one reason or another. Either, you know, a food eating style that we've committed to, or the actual composition having deteriorated because of our farming practices. Before we go into a profound depression about the possibilities or the impossibilities of ever recovering from our current farming practices, I would just like to say that this simple process of restoring the five neurotransmitters allows us to eat the best possible food And what we've actually seen in over 6,000, 7,000 cases is the immediate loss of craving for the foods that are frankly, and you know, researched to be 60% nutrient void and the rest of it is toxic calories. It's a huge improvement. The worst, you know, grains grown in the worst soil as a side dish to vegetables and protein is a huge advance over an entirely junk food diet. And that gives us some hope so that we can take another step and say, well, we're going to support the organic food. We're going to be very careful where we get our food and what they do with the land. And it's quite true that when people do come to their senses, literally, when the five senses are restored, they look around and realize, you know, they're still interested in diet and food and nutrition. You know, they're like you. They're looking and seeing, you know, these fundamental dangers and that there may be something we can do and before it's too late.
There's a whole rabbit hole we can go down, and I'm conscious of how much time we have left, but the cravings also don't just extend to food. They extend to things such as alcohol, other drugs as well. And there's been massive success rates with your work. Well, some of the studies with adopting your work.
How I discovered the work was with alcohol addicts. I would never have known about it if I had not, as a psychotherapist, run into a brick wall where my alcohol in a treatment program where nobody was recovering, which is pretty much the situation universally now. And the amino acids.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And their effect on the neurotransmitters, it is remarkable for any kind of addiction, whether it's to sugar or to cocaine or to opiates or alcohol.
And it might be somewhat alarming for people to hear you lump sugar in with cocaine, opiates, and alcohol in that bucket.
Well,
but you don't do that lightly.
1970, but it's changed. This food is not the same food. We are not in any way eating the same diet that sustained our health for 2 million years prior. It's drug substance. I talk about acute package, you know, great advertising. It's fun. It's snacking, you know, it's crunchy. It's whatever. It's really drugs, wrapped up in cute packaging. And I'm a drug addiction expert, you know, a world expert. I developed the first adolescent treatment programs for adolescents who are addicted. So I came in at the very beginning of addiction treatment, and I have seen how unsuccessful it is in most cases in conventional programs, which are fine, except they miss the nutritional repair that's needed. And so maybe we can talk about that. But in my book, The Mood Cure, there is a whole chapter on that. I call it the nutritional rehab.
The challenges that we've got seem to be quite robust, but also, again, the solution being so somewhat simple. And it's quite profound to sort of feel into even things like, because alcoholism has ruined many families and many lives. touch wood, just as one example, right? There are so many other things we could discuss. But when you start to sort of see that, yeah, there are just centers of the brain that are actively seeking and craving elements from nature that they're not actually getting. And if we can just supplement that back in, we end up in this really whole, wholesome place. And then the proposition here is that going through a protocol for 3 to 6 months of supplementing with these aminos, things recover back to a normal baseline. And from there, intuitively, you make more responsible decisions for yourself, correct?
Yes, effortlessly. It's who you are. You want to take care of yourself. You want the best thing. And you feel good enough that you can do without, you know, the extras. So life is fun on the aminos.
And then I guess we touched on it a little bit earlier. Once we've sort of moved our way, supported ourselves and popped ourselves through with the amino practices, generally each person's diet will be unique to them in terms of where they land, what works for them. Are there some sort of rules of thumb, if you will, that you espouse for people on the other side of the amino treatment therapy when they land squarely on their own feet and are no longer craving bad foods as intensely?
Yes, I do espouse whatever dietary tradition your forebears thrived on. The craving cure is all and entirely about the cravings for food and what proportion of our diet needs to be protein, how we can correct the aberrations in our macronutrients, our basic foods that occurred, you know, in the 70s. What does that mean? We have to increase the protein proportion and the fat proportion and decrease the carbohydrate proportion and improve the quality, overall quality of those three foods. You know, our diet is just made out of three things: protein, fat, and carbohydrate. That's it. So it's not terribly complicated. You know, we know what we were eating then, we know what we're eating now, and we know how to make that adjustment. And past that, it's our individual taste and our heredity. You know, what kind of spices we like in our protein, carbohydrate, and fat diet.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.